Chancellor Angela Merkel demonstrated again why she's been dubbed the summit queen. Faced at midnight with the possibility of a collapse of negotiations for a new European Union treaty, Merkel had a compromise in hand by 5 a.m. and a weary smile on her face.
The possibility of compromise was stretched to the limit, but we've managed it, and so we are very, very satisfied with what we have been able to conclude this morning.
Poland had threatened a veto because of its concern that changes in the voting system would favor members with larger populations. After a day and a half of negotiations failed to convince the Poles to accept alternative language, Ms. Merkel said late Friday she was ready to move forward with or without Warsaw. That provoked the Czech Republic and Lithuania to say they supported Poland and to launch the new French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, into the role of mediator. Mr. Sarkozy managed to forge a compromise agreeable to all sides. Polish President Lech Kaczynski accepted a delayed implementation until the year 2014 of the new voting system, and with the change, he asserted that his country's concerns had been met.
To jest nasz podstawowy sukces i zresztą przedmiot.
This is our fundamental success, and this is a subject of the most fervent, hot disputes during this council.
Other member states had other criticisms of the proposed treaty, with outgoing British Prime Minister Tony Blair leading the opposition to a new position for Foreign Minister of the EU. Mr. Blair said that would impinge on member states' sovereignty. In the end, the post will exist, along with a permanent presidency rather than the current rotating one, and the title for now is High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Policy, Defense, and Security. The new position will combine those currently held by Javier Solana as the High Representative for Foreign and Security Policy and Benita Waldner, the Commissioner for External Affairs. Wrapping up the summit Saturday morning, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso joined Chancellor Merkel in expressing relief and satisfaction with a deal that seemed impossible until almost the last moment.
I have to say honestly that maybe it is not the most beautiful lyrics, the text we have adopted, but I'm sure it will be efficient prose.
Mr. Barroso gave Ms. Merkel a bouquet along with words of appreciation for her fortitude in working to hammer out the 11th-hour compromise. The EU intends to have a treaty completed by the end of the year, with final ratification by all 27 member states by 2009. For VOA News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.